Hello, everybody. This is Steve Nathan with a Passover message for these difficult times. I'm calling it Haggadah, a parable for our times. Most Passover Seders end with a version of the song Haggadah. It's a long song, but one with which we can also have some fun. As a child, I remember my mother and her sisters always competing to see who could sing each verse the fastest. By the time they got to the long final verse, the three of them were usually laughing so hard, or crying, that they couldn't finish. Today, I still try to compete with their memories, to see how fast I can sing it, without tripping over the words or laughing. However, the meaning behind Haggadah isn't so funny, as it tells the story of how nation after nation has tried to destroy the Jewish people. However, since in the end we always prevailed, we can sing about it. Even after the tragedy of the Holocaust, which occurred long after the song was written, we were eventually able to have fun with the song, because laughing as a response to danger has long been a response in Judaism. Just look at the holiday of Purim, just 1 month ago, if we can believe it. These days, we're in the midst of a difficult and dangerous time. Not only is there suffering and sickness around us, but we are unable to be together with those we love in order to give support. Most of us will celebrate Passover either with ourselves, with just a few people, or others online, perhaps. Yet, even though these are difficult times, we must find the ability to enjoy the beauty in the world and laugh a little. As we read in the biblical book of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, including a time to weep and a time to laugh. Often the time for weeping and laughing are linked to one another, or even concurrent. That's certainly true these days, for even as we weep, we must try to laugh as well. I realize that this may not be possible for those who are suffering from the virus, or who have loved ones who are sick, or who have died. And that's an important reality to remember. Yet, immediately following the verse above, Kohelet states that there is a time to mourn and a time to dance. We may not be able to laugh or dance at this moment, but eventually, with the help of God, family, and community, we will again. So if you're not able to rejoice and laugh at Haggadah right now, hopefully you will be able to in the future. For those of us who can take the opportunity to celebrate Passover in the midst of these troubled times, I hope the singing of Haggadah yourself, or if you can get to my blog, you can see a great Haggadah video, and I hope that would bring a smile to your face. However, we also need to remember to think of and pray for those in need of healing. That's why I'm adding Debbie Friedman's Mishaberach healing prayer to my Seder this year. So enjoy singing Haggadah yourself, or enjoy the video on my blog if you can. If not, save it for a time in the future when you're able to, even if Passover has ended. May we each find a way to celebrate Passover in as meaningful and celebratory a manner as is possible. And don't be hard on yourself if you find this difficult to do. After all, we're only human. It is traditional to end the Seder with the words L'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. For this year, I'd like to change that to next year together in celebration. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Shalom.